Hi guys, and welcome back to another video on how to become a webcam model. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you how to personalize your Chatterbait bio. There is absolutely loads to show you, so don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you how to design your own Chatterbait bio. A personalized Chatterbait bio makes it look a little bit cooler and it creates more engagement on your page. It shows you're taking it a little bit more professionally than others. To add these, it's super simple, and I've made it even easier by adding a code generator onto my website. All you need to do is fill in your information, select your colors, copy and paste the code in. So what's coming up in today's video, I'm going to show you how to use the code generator on my website. And I'm also going to show you how to add that code to your Chatterbait bio. So I'm going to shut up and show you how to do it. Okay, to create our Chatterbait bio page, we'll first need to go to my website. Here you'll find my Chatterbait bio maker and designer. The first thing you need to do is choose whether you want an image or a colored background. If you want a background image, you'll first need to paste in your image URL. Click the apply button and scroll to the bottom of the page, where you'll see what your background image will look like. If we don't want an image, we can always leave it as a colored background. Remove the link for your background and select the colors that you want for it. And I've made it so each one fades into the next. Once you have selected them, you can click on the apply button and scroll down the page. As you can see, the colors run vertically from top to bottom, but we can change that to horizontal lines or we can have it radial. Just remember to click the apply changes button, and if we scroll down again, we'll see those changes. Now that our background colors have been selected, we can move on to our bio. This section will have its own background color separate from the main background. All we need to do is, like before, use the color pickers. By selecting the same color in both color pickers, you'll have one solid color. If you do choose to have two colors, you can either fade horizontally or vertically, and you can choose between the two by selecting either one of the two toggles. Next, we're going to add our profile image. All I'm going to do here is paste in my URL. It is important to note that not every website that you have your image on will let you use it this way. So if your image doesn't display in the box below, you may need to use another one hosted elsewhere, as chances are that website has blocked it from being used. Now that we've selected our image, we're going to choose whether we want it in the center of our section or we want it to the left or right. As I'm going to be using it as a main profile section, I'm going to leave it in the center. The next thing we're going to do is select our text color. If you want your text to be the same color, all you need to do is select the same one in both color pickers. It is important to note that this is the color for our header. Any information we add after the header, we're going to have to select the color again. Once the header and the information have been added, we're going to click on the Add to Bio button. Scroll down the page and you'll see it's been added to our bio. Don't worry, it does look better than this in the Chatterbait page. If you wanted to add a different section that maybe is called About Me, you can use the same section. You can paste in a different image, change its location and its background color. Then once all the text has been added, click on the Add to Bio button and scroll down to the bottom of the page. Once you do get to the bottom of the page, scroll down slightly in the window and you'll see it's been added underneath your bio. You can put as many of these sections in as you like and you can put them in any order. The next thing we're going to do is add our tip menu. Like our bio section, the first thing we're going to do is select our background color. Again, we can have this as one single color or we can have it fade into another. Next, you'll want to choose your heading color and type in your heading. I'm simply just going to type in here your tip menu. You can obviously be as creative as you like here. Next, you're going to want to type in your tip menu item. Again, you can use the color pickers above to change your text color. Then finally, we want to add a token amount. To add a new item and token amount, all you need to do is click on Add Row. Again, select the text color you want for each row, and you can add as many rows as you like. If you add too many rows or you make a mistake, all you need to do is click on the Remove button. When you're happy with what you've got, click on the Add to Bio button. Now, if we scroll down to the bottom of the page and we scroll to the bottom of our preview window, we can see our tip menu. The final thing we can add is our social media buttons. So the first thing we're
going to do is select our text color for our button. Underneath that is our text for our button. So if this button is for your X account, you could type in X, or Instagram if you're wanting to link to your Instagram account. Basically, you can add whatever you like here. Underneath that are two color pickers that you can use to change your background color for your button. Now all you need to do is paste in the full link to your social media account. For speed, I'm only going to add my web address. Click add button and it will add it to our profile. If you want to add another social media button, remove the text and enter in your new one. This time I'm going to type in Instagram. Now just add your full Instagram link. For speed, I'm just going to use another one of my websites. Before we add it to our profile, we can change the color of our text and our background color for our button. If we want all our buttons to be the same, we don't have to change these. All we have to do is add new text and a new URL for each button, remembering to click on the add button. And if we scroll down in our preview window, we can see they've been added. If you make a mistake and you want to remove one of your social media buttons, all you need to do is click on the remove button next to it. Once you're happy with your profile, scroll down to the bottom and click on copy code. Click on OK at the top of the page and you're ready to paste it into your Chatterbait profile. If at any time you want to refresh and start again, all you need to do is click on Reset All. This will delete any information that you've added in the above boxes. To add your code to your Chatterbait bio, all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom and click on Edit Your Bio. You'll find this in the Bio tab. In here, you want to look for either of the two boxes called About Me or Wishlists. And what you're going to want to do here is paste in your copied code. Once you've done this, all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the orange Update Bio button. And as you can see, all the items that we've selected have been added to our bio. This is a work in progress. If there is any changes that you want made, please do let me know. I'll always do my best to add as many features as I can. If you're not already a Chatterbait model and you want to become one, there is a link in the description below.
So there you have it, guys. That's how you personalize and design your own Chatterbait bio. I've seen lots of people asking how to do this, so if you can share this post with them, it would really help. If you're not a Chatterbait webcam model yet and you want to become one, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage if you sign up. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.